We thank God for each and every one of you that are tuning in to Faith Talk. It is a blessing and an honor. Oh, God. Ooh, we are enjoying this 30-day consecration. Oh, tonight. Come on and grab your Bibles. Come on and grab your notepads, your pens. And if you need a pencil, grab that too. Because we have a teacher. She's gifted in teaching. That is one of her ministerial gifts is teaching. Hallelujah, hallelujah. She's a mighty woman of God. She is a dear friend of mine. And I praise God for her ministry. So come on. At this time, we have Dr. Kimberly Kenyatta. She is an evangelist in the Church of God in Christ. Come on. Get ready to receive something from the Lord. God bless.
Bless the Lord. I thank God that this is the day He has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Elder Young, I so thank you for having me on tonight. I am so honored. And I thank each and every one of you here on today. I know the Lord has a blessing in store for us tonight. Heavenly Father God, we so thank you, oh God, just for who you are. Lord God, we thank you, oh God, that we acknowledge you as Lord of Lords and King of Kings, the author and the finisher of our faith, God, the very source of our existence. And oh God, we just thank you, oh God, tonight that your word would go forth, Lord God. God, and fall on good grounds, oh God, where it can be watered and you give the increase. Oh God, we just thank you, oh God, that you speak through me, oh God. And God, I just so thank you, oh God, for your many blessings. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I am so excited about the word on tonight. When the Lord gave me this a few weeks ago, it has been with me every day. And I just so thank the Lord that it's going to encourage you as much as it encourages me. First, I want to put a plug in for our theme for this consecration. Raise your expectation. Matthew 19, verse 26 is the reference verse and reads as thus. But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. I want to define for you first the word raise. As defined, it means to lift or move to a higher position or level. It also means to increase. To lift, move to a higher position or a higher level. It also means to increase. I'm also defining for you the word expectation. We don't want to just go around thinking we know what the words mean. We want to be sure that we have a conscious mindset of what we're talking about. Expectation. A strong belief that something will happen or be the case in the future. A belief that someone will or should achieve something. Expectation. The belief that someone will or should achieve something. And I want you to note something in that definition, because so often we think of expectation. We think it's something that we ought to see. We think it's something we ought to feel. The word tells us in John 4 and 24, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So why do I even say that? Because if you're raising your expectation, you have to raise your spiritual awareness. You have to tap into the spiritual realm even the more. It's the belief that someone will or should achieve something. You have to tap into the spiritual realm even the more. Now, the year 2024 has been labeled as the year of overcoming, the year of increase, the year of deliverance. For some, this is the year they're believing for a car. Raise your expectations. Believe for a Mercedes. Believe for a Lexus. Believe for a BMW. Raise your expectations. Whatever it is you're believing this year to be for you, raise your expectations. Be specific. Be intentional. Be purposeful about what you're believing for. And raise that. We're increasing. We're raising our expectations. We're increasing. We're raising what we do now. We're raising it beyond our normal. We're raising it beyond what we think we can do. We're raising our expectations. And the scripture says, but with God, all things are possible. We are raising our expectations of the impossible to the possible with God. And with that being said, reach out. Reach out. I'm going to read for you Mark chapter 5, verses 24 through 30. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. And she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? This is a very common, well-known scripture, passage of scripture. But stay tuned in. Let me tell you something about the woman with the issue of blood. Wait. First, I want to remind you of Joshua 1 and 9. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage? Not just courage, a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Now let me tell you about the woman with the issue of blood. If she didn't have anything else, and the word tells us she had spent all she had, so she didn't have anything else. Tangible. Even though the woman with the issue of blood may have been in a weakened state, let me tell you about what she did have. What she did have is strength and courage. What she did have is faith to believe. What she did have is perseverance. What she did have is persistence. What she did have is endurance. Now, the scripture tells us she had an issue of blood for 12 years. And I can just imagine how weak she was. I can just imagine how tired she was. I can imagine she was frustrated. I can imagine she was at her wit's end, not knowing what else to do, where else to turn. As a matter of fact, she was even ready to commit suicide because she left her house in the condition that she was. And that's exactly what she was doing. She was at her wit's end. It didn't matter. Nothing else mattered. She was ready to give her whole life just to reach out and touch the only one who could help her. The only one who could perform the miracle that she needed. She raised her expectations. Now, before I go on, I want to define for you the word reach. Reach as defined means to stretch out an arm in a specific direction in order to touch or grasp something. Reach also means the extent or range of application, effort, or influence. Reach. This woman with the issue of blood had made a conscious effort to reach out. She reached out past her pain. She reached out past her embarrassment. She reached out past whatever she was feeling. She reached out past whatever she was looking like. She reached out past whatever she smelled like. She reached out to touch the hem of Jesus' garment. She raised her expectations, got up from where she was, and reached out, made her way to Jesus just to touch the hem of his garment. And I ask you this, what's the difference between the woman with the issue of blood and us today? My answer to you is none. Romans 2:11 said, "For there is no respect of persons with God." If we want it bad enough, we've got to reach out. We have to reach out past our pain. We have to reach out past our shame. We have to reach out past our pride, our physical limitations, our intelligence. We have to reach out past our master's degrees, our doctor's degrees, our titles. We have to reach out. You want elevation? You want growth? You got to reach out. You got to reach past that person that annoys you every Sunday in church and demonstrate love. Demonstrate an act of kindness. Demonstrate peace. You got to reach out. If you want a new house or a new car, you got to reach out past your bank account and believe God for his. You got to see it before you see it. You got to reach out. If you can't seem to get that breakthrough, if you can't seem to get that deliverance, you have to reach out. Reach out past your norm. People might say, "Oh, it doesn't take all of that." They don't know what it takes for you. Only you know what it takes for you. So you got to reach out past who's watching you. Reach out past who cares. You have to reach out past unnecessary prayer life. All of that's not necessary. You got to reach out past the unnecessary praise. Oh, that's not necessary. You got to reach out past the unnecessary worship. Oh, that's not necessary. She don't have to do all that. Reach out. You have to reach out until you find Jesus. You got to reach out until you find that miracle, that promise that he has with your name on it. You got to reach out. You got to be persistent. You got to persevere. How can you start running a race and then in the middle of the race you stop halfway through because your feet hurt, because you're tired, because you're sweaty, because you want to lay down? No. You got to keep going. You got to reach out to the finish line. You have to reach out. What's your expectation? We're talking about raising our expectation. What is your expectation? What are you expecting? What are you expecting from the Lord? What is it that you want from him? The first part of Luke 18 and 41 in the NIV states, what do you want me to do for you? What are you expecting for the Lord to do for you in this season? Not past, not future. What are you wanting the Lord to do for you in this season? Whatever it is, raise that. Raise your expectation. Believe that God can do more. He comes to give us life and life more abundantly. Raise your expectation. I don't know about you, but I know I want the Lord to do something for me. And I'm waiting in expectation from whomever will grace me with either that check or that zero balance. And I don't care which one it is. My expectations. I believe God. All else going on around us, I believe God. I expect God to come through for me because I trust in the Word. I lean on the Word, which says he'll never leave me and never forsake me. I'm raising my expectations. Philippians 4:19 says, God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Raise your expectations. If you need it, raise your expectations. Psalms 37:4 says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Whatever you want, whatever you need, whatever you desire from the Lord. Raise your expectations and reach out. Reach out to the Father. Amen. Heavenly Father God, we so thank you, oh God, just for who you are. Lord God, we just thank you, oh God, for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy, for your grace, oh God. Lord God, we just thank you, oh God, for your faithfulness towards us. Your word that you'll supply all of our need according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus. Your word says you come to give us life and life more abundantly. Oh God, we align our faith on today, oh God. And God, anyone whose faith is weak, oh God, we stand in the gap for them. We intercede on their behalf, oh God, to raise their faith to the place, Lord God, of believing you are all you say you are and you can do all you say you can do. We thank you, oh God, that your promises are yea and amen, oh God. Lord God, and as we raise our expectations, oh God, God, whatever they may be, oh God, God, we just look forward to you, oh God, to manifest them in our lives, oh God. Lord God, we thank you that we walk by faith, oh God. Your word says without faith, it is impossible to please the Lord. We just thank you on tonight, oh God, for your many blessings, your many miracles, oh God, seen and unseen, oh God, direct and indirect, oh God. God, we thank you, and we'll forever give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Did you enjoy that word? Oh my God, I told you. Dr. Kimberly Kenyatta, yes, right here from the Virginia Beach, Virginia. We thank God for that mighty word from Dr. Kenyatta. Woo-wee, did you take your notes? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for all the ministers and preachers and teachers and the elders and the bishops that have come forth and that will be coming forth to minister what thus saith the Lord. We are serious about this. We are encouraging the saints the way that Apostle Paul told us to over in Ephesians, to encourage them, encourage the saints until we are all walking in faith together. That's what we're supposed to do, and that's what we're doing. I thank God for Dr. Kimberly Kenyatta, and I thank God for you, and you. I ask you to visit us on our website, LolitaJonesLive.com, LolitaJonesLive.com, and you can follow us and become friends with us on Facebook. Yes, Life Changers Ministries, LCM, right there on Facebook. Hallelujah. And we thank God for you. I ask you to subscribe. I ask you to listen and subscribe to our podcast. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I've been getting so many notifications from the various podcast platforms, how people are going in listening because they are receiving a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. It don't matter how many resolutions that you write out for yourself. Unless God is in your plan, you have already planned to fail. Unless the Bible says, acknowledge him in all your ways and he shall direct our path. So that's what we're doing in 2024. We're acknowledging God in everything and asking God, what is your will for my life? What is your will for my business? What is your will for the ministry? And we hearken unto the voice of the Lord God Almighty. We cannot go wrong. We thank God for each and every one of you. Thank you for being a part of Life Changers Ministries. God bless you.
How you know, man?